The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we begin with this one from Women's Day, The Power of Smell. Stressed? Can't sleep? Adding the right aroma to your routine may help for Sense of Smell Day. Who knew, right? April 30th. Is Sense of Smell Day. We asked Kelly Holland Azzaro, RACCAP, Certified Clinical Aromatherapist and past president of the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapy, to share the benefits of some popular scents. Plus, we picked out a few sensational products for you to try. First scent is chamomile. Long name is Chamomellum nobile. It's great for alleviating stress, anxiousness, muscular aches and pains, and cramps. Next scent, lavender. The long name is Lavandula angustifolia. Great for sleep hygiene, insomnia, and restlessness, and for providing calm and relaxation. Then there's lemon. Long name is Citrus X Limon. Great for helping you focus and relieving tension and stress. Next scent is geranium. Long name is Pelargonium X Asperum Snen Graviolens. They're really taxing me here. Geranium is great for lifting your mood, especially during hormonal ups and downs. And sweet orange. Long name Citrus Sinensis. Great for digestive support, alleviating anxiety, and lifting your mood. And Women's Day loves Arakashia Chamomile Mineral Bath, $14, available on Amazon. Caldrea Lavender Cedar Leaf Linen and Room Spray, $15 at caldrea.com. That's caldrea.com. And Fresh Sugar Lemon Body Lotion, $28 at fresh.com. From Better Homes and Gardens, find your outdoor style. Match plants and containers to your decorating style and meet your new BSS, also known as Best Summer Space. Follow these cues to curate a lush patio hangout spot that fits your personality. Obviously, these are just some, you know, quick little tips depending on your style. If your style is earthy bohemian, this look is all about creating an eclectic, unmatched mix of that's anchored by earthy neutral tones. Choose a variety of clay and ceramic containers with subtle pattern and texture and pot up plants that have bold foliage, but different shapes, heights, and textures, like they're showing a large Australian tree fern, Monstera, and Croton that anchor their grouping. And it says to use the pots of different sizes and plant stands to create a skyline effect. So you've, just as you would have tall, short buildings, tall and short, they've got that kind of height variance on all their plants. If your style is preppy traditional, classic patterns paired with bright colors define this style. Go for a standard boxwood topiary in a tailored zinc look planter, and then add a little energy with poppy red flowers and variegated leaves of an Ice Queen brand of geranium. On the table, you can use English ivy in a round terrazzo pot. They also prefer stripes in black and white as a timeless choice for rug and chair options. If your style is cottage chic, for sunny, pretty spaces, think she shed meets lake cabin. Fill modern country look containers with houseplants, herbs, and pastel bloomers. They combine a Boston fern in a lattice cocoa basket with basil, Italian parsley, yarrow, tricolor sage, lemon thyme, and Supertunia Vista Paradise in a white metal raised garden bed, and a Japanese anemone in a planter with a stand. And they used rattan furniture with white cushions. For laid-back modern style, for a less-is-more retreat, choose plants and containers with interesting silhouettes and sculptural forms. They planted spiky aloe in a 14-inch blue planter, leggy papyrus in a 16-inch white Colston planter, and on the coffee table, peperomia in a 12-inch white ceramic planter. Their furniture is a lighter toned wood with off-white cushions and yellow extra pillows. From Better Homes and Gardens, the nose knows. You can't see or hear smells, but just because you are used to an odor doesn't mean it's not noticeable to guests, particularly when it's unpleasant. We're here to help you ID and fix common stinky situations. Scent events can be sudden. Think of a spritz of perfume, or, for our purposes here, the discovery of last week's unemptied lunchbox. But malodors, sour and pungent smells, are often indicative of a more serious home hygiene issue, like unwanted moisture or germs. These offensive odors tend to develop over time, such as when the scent molecules from our bodies or pets get trapped around the house. When scents build up gradually, it's easy not to notice them. Our brains are trained to notice new scents, says Emily Calandrelli, a science expert and host of Emily's Wonder Lab on Netflix. When there's a lingering scent, even a bad one, your nose treats that as white noise. You don't notice it anymore. Here's how to de-stink common problem areas right under your nose. Air in, air out. Open the window, says environmental toxin expert Tanya Harris. Houses built in the last couple of decades are more tightly sealed, allowing less air exchange. Make opening windows a habitual part of your cleaning routine. And to step it up, boost your air scrubbing efforts with an air purifier. Look for one with a charcoal filter to help neutralize odors, a HEPA filter for allergens, and an air quality monitor. The unit's CADR, clean air delivery rate, tells you how much air is filtered per minute in a certain square footage. Our pick, the Germ Guardian AC5109W, priced at $399. Odor Patrol. A full trash can or gym bag in the hall is an obvious stink culprit you can quash simply by removing or cleaning. Start there. To step it up, you'll have to work harder to find and remedy the more generalized atmospheric odors. And here, perspective is important. Calandrelli suggests assessing your home the next time you return after a few days away. You'll be better able to detect smells you may have become accustomed to, or ask an honest friend to give your home a critical sniff test so you can troubleshoot. And soft stuff. The key is to remove or neutralize scent molecules embedded in your furniture, rugs, and curtains, not just cover them up. Regularly launder, vacuum, and brush the items you can. Underfoot, try Aunt Fanny's Carpet Refresher, $10 from AuntFanny's.com. Sprinkle generously. Wait for 15 minutes, then vacuum away. For furniture, spritz on Febreze Unstoppables Touch Fabric Spray, $6, which traps and neutralizes odor molecules. The formula reactivates whenever you touch the fabric. Great for high traffic areas. In the bathroom, start with the toilet and use a combo cleaner disinfectant to wipe around the seat, lid, and hinges. When you clean the bowl, target under the rim. We like the OXO Good Grips Toilet Brush with Rim Cleaner, $27, for its angled bonus brush. To manage moisture, a major catalyst for foul odors, mold, and mildew, make sure your exhaust fan is working effectively. Use this easy test. Hold a square of toilet paper up to the fan cover while the fan is moving. If paper doesn't stay in place, the fan is not doing much more than making noise and may need a deep clean or replacement. Vacuum or wipe down the cover regularly. Keep your drains as clear of hair and gunk as you can get them. In the kitchen, when you cook, turn on the vent fans to circulate air and filter out smells and toxins. Empty your garbage often, and between every bag change, hit the inside of the can with a disinfecting spray, like Scrubbing Bubbles Multi-Purpose Disinfectant, $4. The same rules apply for recycling. Empty and disinfect the bin often. A few times a year, give the cans a thorough wash with soap and water. Citrus peels can be an easy fix for stagnant garbage disposals. Add small peels and a cup of ice to the disposal while running cold water. If the funky smell persists, try a fresh disposal cleaner, tablets, $3, which cut odors with foam. Use an old toothbrush to clean under the drain's rubber splash guard. And for a dank drain, mix 1 cup each baking soda and vinegar, pour down the drain, let it rest for an hour, then flush with warm water. Pet problems. Just like bed sheets, dog bedding should be laundered often. It doesn't hurt to keep Benji bathed regularly, too. Between washes, try Fresh Pet Odor Eliminator from Molly Mutt, $12, a spray that uses natural enzymes to remove odors. To step it up, launder pet bedding with a sanitizing laundry detergent like Tide One Wash Miracle, $33 for 3. Litter woes, scoop early and often. And we're sorry, nobody likes to do that. Step it up. Whatever litter you use, sprinkle Arm & Hammer Double Duty Litter Deodorizer, $8, in the box base between litter changes. It neutralizes that distinctive ammonia odor and helps keep clumps from sticking. And last, closets, nooks, and crannies. Good old-fashioned baking soda can help bust up musty smells in stuffy spaces. Harris's DIY air freshener is to a small mason jar, add a half cup of baking soda and a few drops of essential oil. Poke some holes in the lid of the jar, then just swish it every couple weeks to refresh the scent and the odor-absorbing qualities of the baking soda. For high-traffic areas and gym bags, use a MOSO, M-O-S-O, natural air purifying bag. Those are $12. They're odorless, chemical-free, and filled with charcoal that neutralizes smells. Avoid keeping dirty clothes in your closet, and empty your hamper often. It absorbs smells too, so clean and disinfect it frequently. And to step it up, stop shoe stink at the source with Zorpad's shoe inserts, $10 for 2 pairs. These ultra-thin, NASA-tested stickers fit any shoe and won't leave a mess. From Good Housekeeping, vets answer your top pet questions. Both new and long-time dog owners and cat owners often wonder how to give their furry friends the best possible care. Two experts respond to some common queries. Question: do I have to walk my dog every day? Answer: a daily stroll is the best way to give your pup's body and brain a workout, says Sarah Machell, M-A-C-H-E-L-L, Medical Director of Online Veterinary Service, Vetster. Walking gets their heart rate up. All that sniffing provides lots of mental stimulation, and the time together gives the two of you a chance to bond. That said, if a walk's not in the cards, tossing a ball around the backyard or the living room for an energetic game of fetch will work in a pinch. Question: how often do dogs need baths? Answer: it depends on your pet's breed, their lifestyle, and whether they have any medical conditions, explains Angie Joslin, DVM, Dogtopia veterinary expert. If your pet is fairly sedentary and their fur is not prone to matting, they may need a bath only a few times a year or whenever they get especially dirty. Use only gentle, pet-safe cleansers, as harsh shampoos can strip their skin's protective oils and leave them open to infection or irritation. If your pet has skin issues like itching or flaking, talk to your vet about a special bathing routine or medicated shampoo. Question, do I need to brush their teeth? Yes, ideally you should brush their teeth every day, Matchell explains. Not only can dental disease be painful, but bacteria in the mouth can enter the bloodstream and cause damage to vital organs, such as the liver, kidneys, and heart, Joslyn notes. Brush their teeth at least a few times a week with a pet-safe enzymatic toothpaste. Dental chew toys can help keep plaque at bay between brushings, and most pets will need professional cleanings now and then, too. Question, should I use tick and flea medication year-round? Answer, because preventing flea or tick infestation is easier than getting rid of one, experts recommend using a preventative treatment no matter what the season. A variety of topical, oral, and wearable options exist. So talk to your vet about what's right for your pet based on their lifestyle and on the prevalence of pests in your area. How can I tell if my pet has food allergies? Faces and feet equal food allergy, explains Mashal. Unlike in humans, food allergies in pets often show up as itchiness on the face and paws or frequent ear infections. But because skin and ear irritations can mean lots of different things, ask your vet for allergy testing and diet direction before changing your pet's food on your own. How do I choose the right food? When it comes to your dog's cat or cat's diet, the experts caution against trendy or specialized diets unless your vet prescribes one. Puppies and kittens have different nutritional needs than senior pets do, and breed and lifestyle come into play too. Your veterinarian is going to be the most well-suited to help support you in this decision, Matchell says, and it's not a one-and-done conversation. Bring up your pet's eating habits at their regular physical, so your vet can help tweak their diet as they age. Is my pet overweight? Answer, quite possibly. The Association for Pet Obesity Prevention says 56% of dogs and 60% of cats are overweight or obese, and carrying extra pounds is a risk factor for health problems from joint pain to diabetes. You should be able to see their waist from the top and the side and feel their ribs when you pet them with your fingers, Matchell explains. If you can't, talk to your vet about how to help them shed the extra fat safely. And how often should a pet see the vet? Puppies and kittens will need to see the vet frequently within their first year for vaccinations, spaying or neutering, and routine care. Most healthy adult pets should visit the vet every 6 to 12 months, Jocelyn says, for a wellness check, annual blood work with a heartworm test, and a dental checkup. Senior pets and those with chronic medical conditions or who take medications should see the veterinarian more frequently. From Good Housekeeping, top picks for parents. These are some book recommendations. First, Parent Nation by Dana Suskind, MD. If there's one thing the COVID pandemic has made clear, it's that when it comes to the stresses and responsibilities of early childhood caregiving and education, families are expected to shoulder all the burdens on their own. But Dana Suskind, MD, a pediatric surgeon, makes the specific case that both caregivers and kids benefit when families are given more societal support. Using research about kids developing brains along with stories from parents on the front lines, Parent Nation, out this month, argues for parents and allies to find ways to recognize their collective identity in order to demand changes that would make life easier for families. Being a parent has the power to bring us to our knees, Dr. Suskind writes, but what brings us to our knees must also rouse us to our feet. Another one, called Essential Labor by Angela Garbez, G-A-R-B-E-S, when it comes out on May 10th, this book is going to straight to the top of the to-be-read pile. Angela Garbez, author of Like a Mother and co-host of The Double Shift, a podcast about parenting and working, looks at caregiving as not only highly skilled labor, but also powerful work that has a huge impact on society as a whole. How, Garbez asks, can we stop devaluing caregiving and get more from family life? One for the dads called Fatherhood by the editors of Fatherly. The transition to parenthood is a huge one, and this book notes that much of the research is focused on mothers. The editors at Fatherly step in to fill the gap with this title, which is meant to cover the first 1,000 days of a baby's life from a father's perspective, from answering practical questions about budgeting a paternity leave to tackling bigger issues like relationships and kid-life balance. Fatherhood is a needed resource for dads. And How to Raise Kids Who Aren't Assholes by Melinda Wenner Moyer, M-O-Y-E-R. For parents who always ask, what does the research say? Journalist Melinda Wenner Moyer has pulled together scientific evidence to deal with some of parenthood's biggest conundrums. She delves into stories about how to raise kids who are resilient, kind, and honest, and stay away from bullying, racism, and sexism. Best of all, she offers clear, actionable ways for parents to put these values into practice. We move now over to some tasty recipes from Good Housekeeping. We've got sheet pan chicken parmesan. Active time is 20 minutes, total time 55, and it serves 4. We need 3 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 2 large eggs, 1 teaspoon granulated garlic, kosher salt and pepper, 2 cups panko, 1/3 cup plus 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese, 4 5-ounce boneless, skinless chicken breasts, each split making 8 small cutlets, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 cup marinara sauce, 4 ounces of mozzarella cheese, do not use fresh, coarsely grated, chopped parsley for serving. Arrange oven racks so one is 6 inches from the broiler and heat oven to 450. Rub large rimmed baking sheet with 1 tablespoon oil. Place flour in shallow bowl. In second shallow bowl, beat together eggs, garlic, 2 tablespoons water, and 3/4 teaspoon salt. In third bowl, combine panko with 1/3 cup parmesan, then toss with remaining 2 tablespoons oil. Toss chicken in the lemon juice, dip chicken in the flour, then the egg mixture, letting excess drip off, then the panko mixture, patting to help it adhere. Transfer to prepared baking sheet. Roast until chicken is golden brown and cooked through 12 to 18 minutes. Then heat the broiler. Spoon marinara sauce over the chicken and sprinkle with mozzarella and the remaining 2 tablespoons parmesan. Broil on the top rack until cheese has melted and turned golden brown in spots 3 to 4 minutes. Sprinkle with parsley if desired. From Martha Stewart Living, baked camembert with cherry jam. We need 1 round camembert or brie, about 4 inches across, also about 8 ounces. 1 clove of garlic, very thinly sliced, about 1 teaspoon. 4 thyme sprigs. 1 bay leaf. 1 tablespoon dry vermouth. 2 tablespoons sour cherry or raspberry jam. 1/4 cup chopped toasted almonds or hazelnuts, fennel wedges, green radishes, sugar snap peas, sliced green apple, baguette slices, and crackers for serving. Preheat oven to 350. Place cheese on a piece of parchment-lined foil and make a small slit in the top about 1/2 inch long. Sprinkle with garlic, thyme, and bay leaf. Drizzle with the vermouth. Wrap loosely in foil and place on baking sheet. Bake 10 minutes, then remove and discard the foil. Open parchment and dollop cheese with the jam. Return to the oven and bake until cheese is molten and jam is warm 2 to 4 minutes more. Sprinkle with nuts. Serve with the desired accompaniments. And active time on this was 5 minutes, total time 20, and it says it serves 4. From Real Simple, potato chip crispy treats, a childhood favorite, is all grown up thanks to salty sweet add-ins. Active time only 15 minutes, total time 1 hour 15, and it makes 16 servings. We need cooking spray, 4 cups Rice Krispies, 2 cups coarsely crushed wavy potato chips, 3/4 cup coarsely chopped sea salt macadamia nuts, 1 1/4 cups white baking chips divided, 1/4 cup or half stick unsalted butter, 1 10-ounce package mini marshmallows, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Coat a 9-inch square baking dish with cooking spray. Gently stir together the cereal, potato chips, macadamia nuts, and 1 cup white baking chips in a large bowl. Melt butter in a large saucepan over medium. Add marshmallows. Cook, stirring constantly until melted and smooth, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Stir in the vanilla. Immediately pour over the cereal mixture and gently stir until thoroughly combined. Transfer mixture to prepared baking dish and smooth out the top. Place remaining 1/3 cup white baking chips in a small microwavable bowl. Microwave on medium or 50% power in 30-second intervals, stirring after each, until melted and smooth, 1 to 1.5 minutes total. Drizzle over the cereal mixture. Let stand until completely cool and set, about 1 hour. Store bars in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 3 days. From Good Housekeeping, in-season chives, part of the allium family, this zesty, tender herb offers subtle onion-garlic flavor that's perfect for spring dishes. Here are our test kitchen's favorite ways to use it. First, chive oil. In a blender, puree 1 bunch of chives and 1/2 cup canola or grapeseed oil until smooth. Transfer to a small saucepan and cook on medium until the mixture begins to simmer, about 3 minutes. Pour through a coffee filter set over a measuring cup. Drizzle, then use this oil as a drizzle over soups, eggs, and your favorite vegetables. Another chive favorite, cherry tomato dressing. To a large mason jar, add 1 small shallot, thinly sliced, 1/3 cup of 1-inch pieces of chives, 1/4 cup each basil and parsley, roughly chopped, 1/2 pound of cherry or grape tomatoes, quartered, 3/4 cup oil, 1/4 cup red wine vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Shake vigorously. Add 1/2 pound cherry tomatoes, halved, and shake. Spoon over cooked steak, chicken, or fish. And last, an herby cheese dip. In a food processor, pulse 8 ounces fresh goat cheese at room temp and 1/2 cup of ricotta, 2 teaspoons grated lemon zest, plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice and 1/2 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper till smooth. Transfer to a bowl and fold in 1/2 cup chopped chives and 1/3 cup of mint leaves chopped, and serve with radishes. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast after on our website, ncreadingservice.org.